I am Nkosinathi Ndlovu, and this is TCS Plus, the business technology show by Tech Central, brought to you today by Switchcom Distribution and Huawei. This is the second installment in what will be a series of three episodes outlining the partnership between Switchcom and Huawei, which brings a revolutionary new product, dubbed the eKit, to the local SME market. In the first episode, Linton Brits, sales manager at Switchcom Distribution, and Tankile Batla, account manager at Huawei, gave insights into the reasons behind Switchcom's and Huawei's relationship, the benefits of that, as well as the strategy the two companies are using to penetrate the local market. Today, Linton is back and is joined by Jan Keizer, CEO of Connect SP, a provider of network solutions to small and medium enterprises. Gentlemen, good day and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me back.
Excellent. Linton, if we could start by way of recap. What did we talk about in the last show regarding the partnership between Switchcom and Huawei?
In a nutshell, I mean, we covered many things, but I think the crux of it was the relationship between Switchcom and Huawei. Why we selected to work with Huawei as a brand and why Huawei selected to work with Switchcom as a distributor in South Africa. Mm. We went through or spoke about why partners should partner with us, whether it be ISP, WISP, reseller, and what kind of partner would partner with us. We mentioned that it's an enterprise experience brought into the SME space. Yes. And yeah, and that together we are taking the market by storm in that segment.
Yes, and today we have an example of the kind of partner that you were talking about.
Correct.
in the last episode. And Jan, maybe to bring you into the conversation, why are you, as a network solutions provider, drawn to this eKit solution?
Well, it's a really great experience that we have come about to learn about the fact that Huawei, as such a great enterprise brand, has brought a solution to the SME market. I mean, it's been a struggle for many years to find a vendor that brings out a solution that answers all the questions that we have and that really tackles all the necessities of what we need to put into a network for an SME partner.
Mm-hmm. So now, say as an SME, I am drawn to this solution and I buy the product. What do I get out of the box?
The Huawei brand, and more specifically the eKit product or the eKit product solution, has brought everything that we need from a connectivity side. So we need to connect the customer not only from their device to the network, but then always also back to the internet. And Huawei eKit solution has brought that whole journey from the internet, making sure that we've got a failover service for the internet as well, or failover services, redundancy inside our internet experience, and then all the way through to the switching and the edge network, all the way through to the Wi-Fi APs and the customer experience that they have on the internet.
So having an integrated solution is clearly the one benefit that you get from this, but what are the various components of the solution?
It's right the way through. So basically, from the wall, from the internet coming into the building, you're running straight into a switch, and that there's variants of that, different port sizes, there's managed, unmanaged. You would run your LAN from there into a Wi-Fi router, and there's variants of that as well, depending on what kind of strength you want, et cetera, how many users,
yes,
and all of that. And then there's the indoor access point, so, and variants of that. So there's wall-mounted, ceiling-mounted options. And again, you can spec those out dependent on the layout of your organization, your building,
yes,
on that tool. And then there's a variant of outdoor access point as well, which is an AP761. Which we're making a lot of headway with in the public Wi-Fi space in South Africa. We've done vigorous testing in-house against other outdoor access points. And I can tell from my own experience that the ranges are very significant. And the speed that you maintain over the range, I think, is the really important part. So
yeah.
You can have a 50 meg connection at 10 meters, then you can have a 50 meg connection at 200 meters, yeah. where traditionally that tapers off as you get further away from that that specific
from the device.
Yeah. yeah, yeah. I don't know, how's your experience been testing the equipment on the ground?
So that's like that real life experience that you're talking about, you know, with the products. And we've experienced over the years that what they say on the box is never what you get, right? And I think Huawei has really delivered on the user experience with regards to seamless connectivity inside and outside the building. So one of the tests that I normally do is we take one or two APs, we adopt them into the network, and we then put them right next to each other, where the normal problem on a roaming network. So remember, there's a difference between a roaming network and a mesh network. So on a roaming network, that would create a very big problem for the device to choose which AP to connect to. Mm. And I haven't experienced that problem with the Huawei eKit products. Which leads me to say that, once again, this is an enterprise brand that is entering the SME space. And I think it's something that we really need to exclamate, you know, because we've got that really mature brand performance that comes into the SME space. Right, so, but with regards to the router and the different products inside the portfolio, we're building up from routers that makes it accessible for really SME. So let's put a capital S to the SME, the smaller space. With the S380, which is one of my favorites, and the reason why it's one of my favorites is because it has got a dual WAN set up as a default. So we've got two WAN ports. We can have fiber and a wireless in one router, or we can have a wireless with the LTE, which then obviously creates either a load balancing solution or a proper failover from one link to the next link. Right? Mm. And then it goes all the way up to, you know, people that knows the enterprise-grade products from Huawei into the AR series, where we can literally do 10 gigabits per second of traffic and millions of packets of transferring, right? Then with regards to the switches, we've got three layers of switches. So we've got the normal, what we used to call dumb switches, or a switch that really just what goes in on the one port goes out on the other port. And we've got that in variants of PoE and non-PoE, from 8 ports all the way up to 48 ports. Then we've got a variation which we call layer 2, which is something that is also dubbed as web smart switches, or something that we can log into. We can create VLANs, we can tag certain ports for VLANs, and so on. And that comes in the variations of 8 ports, 24 ports, 48 ports, multiple 10 gigabit uplink ports, and PoE and non-PoE. So
for those of our viewers who don't know what PoE is?
Power over Ethernet. So okay. if you need a switch to power up a phone and you don't want to run extra power cabling,
okay.
That is what you would use that for, typically. Right, and then we go all the way into layer 3 switches, which we'll most probably rather use in something like various core campuses. So different buildings, we'll have a layer 3 switch in each building and then break it down into a layer 2 switch and then into a dumb switch. Mm-hmm. And we'll be connecting cameras and telephones and Wi-Fi APs to the dumb switches to get powered up, and then work the technology or the intelligence of the network back all the way through to the routing device. Okay. And then with regard to the APs, something that I can say which is really great about the APs is it is standard Wi-Fi 6AX as the minimum specification, which is really, really great if you think about the fact that we are coming in sub 1,500 rands for a ceiling AP on a Huawei brand. That is amazing. That is really, really game changer for the SME industry. So you have a AX Wi-Fi 6 ceiling AP at that price level.
Yeah, not all access points, that's what AP stands for,
yes,
are built equal. It's not apples for apples. So Wi-Fi 6 is the standard, or should be the standard, if you want proper connectivity.
Yes.
And that comes as standard.
Speaking to that, so there are a number of different devices in this one solution, but what's the advantage of having an integrated solution versus, say, buying a router there and a switch there and then trying to configure these into one network?
We have experienced many drawbacks with regards to using various different vendors. Interoperability is always a problem. And that is where Huawei eKit has really brought from an enterprise to a SME level. That experience where we've got the routing capabilities, which has got a little bit of a firewall functionality. Obviously, we can set up VLANs and different services on the network. But then we can also, from there, go through to the switching environment where we need to either power up telephones or Wi-Fi APs, and then all the way through to the Wi-Fi AP and the customer experience, their devices connecting back to the network.
Mm-hmm.
So it's everything from routing, switching, and then Wi-Fi connectivity.
All in one package.
All in one package.
Okay. But then laying down the physical infrastructure is just one side of actually doing the networking, right? There's also a configuration aspect to this. And what kind of tools does this provide for you to do that?
So the Huawei eKit application has been launched along with this product complement.
Mm-hmm.
And what that enables our technicians to do is to go to site, install the kit very easily, so normally like they would. And then there's a QR code that you can use the app to scan the QR code and adopt these devices back into a management platform. So it's really the ease of use and then the quick deployment solution that the Huawei eKit app offers along with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd just add to that maybe that the time of deployment would be significantly reduced. You don't have to get different brands to talk to one another. It's all cohesive. Plug into one another.
Click, click, click.
Pretty much, yeah. For any standard engineer that goes now to install something, it's pretty straightforward. But when it's brand on brand, it's definitely going to save you time.
Yes, I think it also changes the way that we do the provisioning for a customer. So usually we would go to site and we would have a high-level technician go along to site to then configure all these different brands back into a cohesive solution. Now we can send the normal technician, the wireman, if you want to call it that, to go and install the AP and the switch and the router, plug it in, scan the QR code, and it then goes back into a management platform, which we'll discuss just now.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's really from the office side or from a central point where we can now go ahead and do the full provisioning for the customer. So normally a head engineer would go to site and configure a VLAN for the specific Wi-Fi name or the SSID. And then that would be configured on-site specifically for the customer the way that they want it.
Yes.
Now this could be done from a central point. And it could be done for multiple sites at the same time from a central point.
Mm-hmm.
So if we've got one technical team and we've got one provisioning team, we can do multiple sites in one day. To put it into perspective of how that really crunches down the timeline.
Okay, so saving time is one thing, but for you as a business owner, that also means saving money because then the skills that you need to implement are not as costly.
Well, it's not only the money that we save.
Yes.
It's also being professional on site.
Yes.
So when we get to site and we have a technician that's well-dressed and he's got an app and he then scans QR codes, it looks really cool, right?
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
And it works quickly as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. So now tell us more about what's happening at the back office, right? Networks are being configured from a central point. How does this help with, you know, deploying is one thing, but then you need to service your customers' needs as they evolve, as they're using the product. How does this help you do that?
So I think there's a lot of networking products or vendors that's come out with an SDN solution or software-defined networking. What software-defined networking enables us to do is to have a NOC or a central office from where we do management, maintenance, monitoring and configuration for entire networks or for separate networks inside many projects. So on the back office side, we've got what they call the O&M or the SDN cloud for the Huawei EKIT products. And once the deployment or the delivery of the product has happened, the provisioning can start in the central office. So now we can start doing configuration of various VLANs with various different networks inside one network. So let's say we've got a sales office that has to be on one subnet. We've got an accounting office that's got to be on a different subnet. We all do that from a central management point of view, right? But then we have to go and maintain that network as well. So let's say there's firmware upgrades that needs to be done. That can all be done centrally, or it could be scheduled for 4 o'clock in the morning when nobody's on the network,
yes.
Right? And then we have to do monitoring of that network as well. So we can go and set up the specific parameters for the monitoring to tell us exactly what is wrong on the network and where we see those faults on the network, right?
Mm.
So it really simplifies working with a customer out in the field from a central point,
yes,
where we've got a whole view of the entire network and the performance of the network.
All right.
Yeah, and I think as a partner that on-sells to his customers, right, to his partners, it's centralized for him. He can deploy thousands of these and have it all monitored on one in one place.
Yes.
And those customers, in turn, could monitor their own.
Yes.
If they have their own little technician, weekend technician, or whatever it is, he can monitor that. Mm. But him as Connect can monitor everything.
Yes.
And he can go, well, there's an AP down in Bronco Sprite.
Yes.
We can either remotely fix it with a firmware upgrade, or we can phone our partner and say, listen, you might not know this, but that device is not working.
Mm.
Let's get it swapped out under the 3-year swap out warranty, right? So
yes,
let's take it off, put on a new one, and
yes,
we get it back.
Okay.
It can all be done from a central place.
So this is like a preemptive approach to
can be, yes,
maintaining,
yeah,
the network.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Can I add into what you're saying there?
Yes.
Is that one thing about the Huawei EKIT cloud is that we've got co-management of a network, which I haven't seen in any other clouds, and I've worked with multiple brands before. What that means is that as a master supplier of network service, I can have a visible view or a view over multiple networks. Then I can tenant some of those networks out to separate providers, which can then also manage the networks where they are relative to. But not all of them.
Yes.
That makes sense. So that is a very big differentiating factor of the Huawei EKIT cloud solution.
Yes. And now we did make a point about this being an enterprise-grade solution coming to the SME market. And even though installation is simple, there's going to come a time where maybe you come across trouble and maybe you're having technical issues with the installation. What kind of support do you have to sort out those kind of problems?
With regards to a enterprise product and needing support is very seldom necessary.
Yes.
Right. So, and I think that's where the difference between coming from a SME product trying to move into a enterprise space, as opposed to an enterprise product bringing the technology down to SME level, is that we very seldom see that problem of where we need that type of support.
Okay.
So support starts all the way from training the partner with regards to the technicalities, the products available, are you using the correct products, are you deploying the correct APs in the correct spaces, are you planning the network correctly with regards to how many users are going to be populating the network in separate areas or in different areas. And that's all part of, I always talk about measure twice, cut once, right? And that is exactly where it comes to. So when we use all the tools that Huawei eKit gives us, all the planning tools, the eKit AP or the eKit app, we do the planning right, we deploy the correct products, and we very seldom have problems afterwards. But also, when you use an enterprise-grade product, a lot of the bugs have already been removed from firmware and possible problems going forward.
Yes.
Where with regards to the lower-cost products, they tend to push the product into the market so they can start making money. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to kill me for this. Right? So with regards to the lower-end products, they typically deploy hardware into the field so that they can start making money, and then they rely on the partner's feedback to go and correct those problems or firmware upgrades.
Yes.
So if you think about a brand that's bringing out weekly firmware upgrades, it's questionable whether it's really a great product or not.
Yes.
Where with an enterprise-grade product, you'll most probably get a new firmware release once a month, mm-hmm. you know, that type of thing. But we also have hands-on support. So from our supplier side, we always have people available to talk to. But then also on the Huawei eKit cloud, we've got support functionality. So we can actually click a button
yes.
and chat to an engineer about the problem that we are seeing on the network,
yes,
which is really great, which is enterprise level.
Oh, so you could be deploying a network in real time and chat to a support engineer about a problem you're having.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think that is really, really different to everybody else. It's a differentiating factor on the brand.
Okay.
It's really quite turnkey, right? From you coming to the likes of Connect and saying this is what we require, there's a tool to scope what you want already. So if you've got a building with X amount of rooms and walls, mm-hmm. etc., it'll tell you what switch you need, where the cabling needs to go, where the APs need to go to be effective.
Yes.
So from there, it's to deployment, well, purchase, deployment. Then there's support from Connect, there's support from Switchcom as their distributor, and there's support from Huawei. As you heard, there's even support on the cloud from Huawei Direct with a chatbot engineer.
Mm-hmm.
So there is definitely support. But I think, just to add on to what he was saying, that they're so confident in their product. That's why they're the only ones that give a 3-year swap-out warranty, because it's so well built. You can't do that unless you know you're not going to have to swap out a lot of kits, otherwise it's going to cost you a lot of money. So they're confident in their product.
Yeah, so when we talk about the quality of the product as well, and we spoke about interoperability previously.
Yes.
I think that's where us as an ISP or a service provider, that's where we choose to stick to one brand. So all the way from the routing to the switching to the customer connectivity, we choose one brand because we know that all those products were tested together. Those products were built to work together.
Yes.
And they all work so well that they can actually be pulled into a software-defined cloud network where it can be managed and maintained.
Yes.
And that really makes troubleshooting later a lot easier than having to create, and this is a very big thing in the ISP space, we've got how many different VPN protocols, yeah? So we've got L2TP, IPsec, we've got WireGuard. It's endless, zero tier. And everybody's using this technology to remotely gain access to equipment that is not necessarily interoperable
yes.
with each other, right? So we're kind of making a plan to make products interoperable,
yes.
whereby when we stick to one brand, we don't need to deploy those VPNs because this brand already in the cloud solution does all of that for us automatically.
Yes. All right. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your insights.
It's a pleasure.
All right. That is Linton Brits of Switchcom Distribution and Jan Kaiser of Connect XP for TCS Plus.